Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Lopez, do you think Justin Reed puts his cart away when he goes grocery shopping?
He puts other people's carts away. Not just his. He puts others. Here, I'll get that for you. Let me get that for you. Thank you, ma'am.
You think Justin Reed has ever gone through the express line with 20 items in a 10-item express line?
No, 14. He doesn't even go to 15 because that's too close.
This is Justin Reed returning to the practice field yesterday. Second year out of Stanford. What do you bring to the table, Jay Reed?
Everything isn't the first time around. Now I've been there. I played the Colts 3 times. I played the Jaguars twice. I'm familiar with the NFL. I'm familiar with our system. I'm very comfortable in it. And now at this point, it's about what other gains can I make stepping onto the field this year in order to keep raising the bar, in order to keep being a better player for the Houston Texans, in order to contribute to more wins for our team.
Is there going to be any situation, because you've seen a lot of athletes change, John, and you've covered a lot of athletes. Is there any possibility that Justin Reed just becomes a grumpy old SOB veteran?
Zero. We need a read of the day. You know how you have the calendar with the word of the day? We need a read of the day.
He's the best.
Justin Reed of the day.
He's
like
the
just
best.
The tempo in his voice.
He's
even
a baller too, man.
Yeah.
He's a baller.
What does a conversation between Justin Reed and Jack Easterby sound like?
Oh, my.
You're awesome. No, you're awesome.
Whitney Merciless. Here's Whitney Merciless joining the show yesterday. Here's him on Justin Reed.
Man, enthusiasm. Man, he loves the game. What you've seen from last year, he's just going to get even better. And, man, just to see the juice, the type of sauce he brings to the table.
And he does.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's going to get a lot of pace. He's going to get a lot of tackles. He's going to do everything that he can in his power just to help his team win, for sure.
We got to get Justin Reed on tomorrow. Yep. This week. Like, that's got to be the
goal. We'll get him tomorrow or Thursday.
We got to get Justin Reed.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
Like, I need that in my life. I think that's like a life
changer.
Need
a read of the day.
Yeah. I'm basically going to have Justin Reed on, and then I'm going to go to the I don't know, man. I might get my finances in check. I'm probably going to go on, like, I'm already on a diet. I'm going to go on a diet.
Get my finances in check.
I'm probably going to be on the phone for like 5 hours after the show, because I'm going to be calling every single one of my relatives and telling them I love them. It's going to be a life changer. Justin Reed will join the show. He's been on the show before, but never like straight off the practice field.
Because
You know how giddy he gets.
Right.
He's giddy naturally, mm-hmm. but off the practice field, my goodness. Even when he wasn't on the practice field, that dude was the mm-hmm. most vocal, most active. It is a pure joy to see Justin Reed and to hear Justin Reed.
You know, everybody has a bad day. I wonder how he gets out of a bad day, what he does, how he handles it.
I don't think he has bad days.
Everyone has a bad day.
I really don't think he has bad days.
Well, let's ask him about that.
That's going to be my first question.
Yeah.
What pisses you off?
Well, what would constitute a bad day, and how do you get out of it? How do you handle it?
Oh, you know, it's going to be like, well, you know, it's just any day above dirt is the greatest day possible. Whitney Merciless also talked about J.D. Clowney. J.D. Mm-hmm. Clowney not on the field. This is Whitney Merciless straight off of the Texans practice field yesterday on J.D. Clowney holding out after the Texans placed the franchise tag on him.
Man, you know, the thing is, I never know what Clowney's changing up his numbers and whatnot. But, but at the end of the day, that's my dog, though. You know, I'm talking to him since the time he's been here, you know, all the troubles he's gone through and all that, and even my problems and all that. He's been one that where I lean on as well, too. And so the thing is, I wish the best for him, you know, as far as that goes. And I don't blame him for what he's doing.
I mean, how could you? Right? Look, the between Justin Reed and Whitney Merciless, we're on fire when it comes to positivity, right, on this team with those two guys?
JJ's pretty positive.
JJ's the other one. Probably JJ, Justin Reed, Whitney are the Mr. Positivities.
JJ's not negative.
No, he's probably on the list. JJ's probably on the list. Who else? Anybody else?
Positivity?
Yeah. It's probably in order, Justin Reed, JJ, Whitney, and then JJo, right?
John Weeks is up there. Does he count?
Yeah, not really.
Speaking of JJo, Field Yates of ESPN reported that the Texans gave Jay Joe some more money this offseason, this coming season. His base salary has gone from $2.9 to $4 million. So could be a parting gift for Jonathan Joseph. You got this extra money. He's been in the league for a long time. So an extra $1.5 million never hurt anybody.
The only thing that dropped, this is weird to me. I don't know how it struck you, but it struck me as weird. I get redoing a contract to make it more team friendly, and you give them some back end money.
This is just basically thank you for your service.
This is just say we feel like you deserve more.
I mean, he did surpass expectations last year.
And let's be honest. I mean, it's not like they didn't do this without maybe a little bit of a push from his agent saying, "Look, this guy's been the perfect soldier here. He's productive. He's continued to be productive. He's going to be your starter. There's nobody going to replace Jonathan Joseph. How about a little, something for the effort?" And the Texans agreed.
John Lopez, Landry Locker in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're going to return to the Texans practice field tomorrow. What does a millionaire like Jonathan Joseph, what does his kid get for his birthday?
I sure hope that these guys keep it, and I'm sure they do mostly, keep it grounded. I mean, not go over the top. They're not going to be throwing that,
Super
Adrian
Sweet 16.
Peterson party, yeah.
The Camel. Yeah, the Sweet 16, like the old MTV show.
Yeah,
what
the
do you
Kardashian
think,
stuff.
What about, does Kyle McNair have grandkids yet?
I don't think so. No, because he got married and has young kids.
Okay, well then when Bob McNair, rest in peace, was still alive, what do you think that his grandkids got for their birthday?
Now you know they spoiled them, right?
I mean, you probably just get like a college fund or a trust fund.
Well, that's
or something
not
like that.
You don't have to worry about that. That's taken
that's
care
just,
of.
Yeah, that doesn't even matter. That ain't a damn thing.
Parties. I guess they would. I bet you they had a lot of private parties. Probably the best way to do it, right? Invite their kids over, their friends over.
No, I bet they like Chuck E. Cheese.
Then
and
have
stuff.
Like a character.
All kids like Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that, right?
Well, yeah, right? But can you see Bob McNair taking his grandkids to Chuck E. Cheese?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
No.
For sure.
He has a big backyard. Probably brings in some,
rent Chuck E.
characters.
And if you're not seeing the mouse beating the drums at Chuck E. Cheese when you're a kid, your childhood is just cheated.
Yeah, every kid deserves to go to Chuck E. Cheese at least once, but I don't know if he would do that.
Did they have Chuck E. Cheese in Cleveland, Figgy?
Yeah, they do.
Did they have the mouse beating the drums on the stage?
Yeah, see? Same thing. Yep.
Worldwide, baby. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill, we just heard from him earlier in the show. McClain actually hiked his leg all over his explanation about why he punches his kid in the chest. He suffered a bruised quad in Chiefs camp today. You feel bad for him, J-Lo.
Karma. You know what they say about karma, right?
I feel like he's going to be on and off the field this year. I think it's going to be a rough year for Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if he's there in the third round of my fantasy draft, you never know. Speaking of fantasy, Le'Veon Bell, he needed to do this a long time ago because this impacted a lot of lives last year. Le'Veon Bell was a first-round pick last season, and we know how that ended up. He ended up missing the entire season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is what he put out on Instagram yesterday. Quote, "This is long overdue, exclamation marks, but I want to take a moment to apologize to all the fantasy owners who picked me last year. I'm sorry I couldn't pull through for y'all, but trust me, this year's about to be way different. I'm bringing the trophy this year." Mm-hmm. Smiley face, smiley face.
You like this, don't you?
I needed this.
Yeah. Did you draft him?
Hell no. He wasn't even on my board.
Who drafted him?
This kid named Tim in my league. My league, by the way, it's been around for 10 years.
It's a serious
we're having
league.
Ours in the 10th. Yeah, it's very serious. This dude named Tim picked him, and he wasn't there. But he's the fifth running back right now. There's four elite running backs in fantasy this year. You got Zeke Elliott, who's holding out, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, and then
Gurley?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, McCaffrey.
Now, Gurley's too many question marks. He's going in as far as the
really?
Third or fourth. Yeah, just because last year he was the unanimous first pick, but he's going further and further. But Le'Veon Bell, fifth, to let fantasy owners know a day before or a couple days before the month of fantasy football drafts that you at least have a conscience and realize that you screwed a lot of people over,
mm-hmm.
I think it goes a long way. He just moved up on my board.
No, John. I think it was important for him to do that. And between video gaming and Madden ratings and fantasy, the NFL players know what the score is. They know what's going on, that this is a big part of their whole popularity, their whole brand.
Fantasy has been really good for the league because so many people know the league now.
Fantasy's been great.
It's entertaining, and it really is educational. League. You know the league as a whole better. And I think it's revolutionized the game. I've actually think that's part of the NFL's popularity. You've been to a sports bar on a Sunday. I know we usually have to go out there, but on road games, I've been known to go to sports bars.
Oh yeah,
every everybody has a reaction no matter what.
Everybody.
Like, the sports bar has almost turned into the sports book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where you'll just see, like, on the bottom right TV, the New York Knicks will be facing the Philadelphia 76ers in the random, and you'll have something. Fantasy football has turned every single sports bar
into
a sports book. It's awesome. Cowboys, they signed running back Alfred Morris yesterday. He's a former Cowboy. Zeke Elliott holding out. He's actually in Cabo right now. So the Cowboys signed Alfred Morris. Zeke in Cabo training, what could go wrong?
This is the dumbest thing he could have. This is the dumbest thing he could have done. Look, if you're gonna hold out, you've got to do what Jadeveon Clowney's doing. Anybody know where Jadeveon Clowney is? Anybody hear him going to Cabo?
No.
All we hear is nothing. And whenever there are reports, people say, well, Clowney's working hard. He's getting his, you know, he's posted a couple of Instagram videos where he's like throwing, you know, buildings around and stuff. To go to Cabo, this is worse than anything Tony Romo did in the playoffs.
Well, he did go to Cabo,
too. That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I know that Zeke says he trains in Cabo, and there's been he's done it in the
bad,
past.
It's
just a bad perception. It's close to California, but he's doing it. But it's really, really interesting. And shout out to Kevin Turner out there at 105.3 The Fam for breaking this story. But Zeke in Cabo, Cowboys sign Alfred Morris, something to keep an eye on. Tom Brady, he turns 42 this weekend. He's going to be the oldest quarterback, not just in the NFL right now, but he's going to be the oldest week one starting quarterback in NFL history, assuming he wins the starting job. He's going to win the starting job, John.
When I saw this,
just went over his head.
Well, I understand that. But when I saw this, I was a little bit surprised because I thought George Blanda, but he maybe didn't start a year. I know George Blanda played quarterback in his 40s, but nevertheless, for Tom Brady to do what he's doing at that level is pretty darn crazy.
I like I said, 10 wins or less for the Patriots. They're losing at least 6 games. Just made a bet with John McClain. So, but, you know.
Yeah, Blanda played all the way, played legitimate snaps at quarterback all the way to age 44, okay. But he stopped. He was a starter at 39.
Okay, so, yeah, Tom Brady. Yeah. Goat doing goat things. Astros tonight, they're in Cleveland. Indians with a comfortable lead in the wild card. Astros with an 8-game lead of their own in the AL West with 55 games remaining. But the biggest story, the biggest talking point for the Astros, not necessarily the game against the Indians, it's the fact that the trade deadline is tomorrow. There's not as much to be had as we originally thought. Madison Bumgarner out there in San Francisco might not be available now. The Mets, they traded for Marcus Stroman. It looks like they might not trade Noah Syndergaard. They might keep him for next season, but they could trade Edwin Diaz and Zach Wheeler. So we originally thought maybe the Astros would add a frontline starter. It looks like maybe they need bullpen help. I don't think we're going to see that home run splash that a lot of people had hoped for, which means what you see right now with the Astros most likely is going to be what you get. But this can change at any given point. But the thing to keep in mind here, and this is what's different from the past, we've seen Justin Verlander 2 years ago. You saw the Astros after the deadline a month later acquire Justin Verlander. Cannot do that anymore. So once this trade deadline expires, you're dealing with pretty much what you see on the roster.
Did Jeff Luno get not fleeced? Did he get bamboozled a little bit here?
I think Jeff Luno fell in love with what he has because there's
he can't. He's not that dumb.
There's reports that they don't want to trade Kyle Tucker.
Well,
that's what you're hearing. I feel like he might be falling in love with his prospects.
I'm buying that he loves Kyle Tucker. I'm also of the opinion that when you have a chance to win a World Series, you have to trade someone like Kyle Tucker. And you have it's not like you don't have a fallback plan. With Yordan and some of these other guys that are in the farm system, I'm wondering if he thought he had a deal and it just got sent to the Mets. You know, I'm wondering if they just kind of got not fleeced, but they got deceived on or undervalued what they could get a starter for, because it's tomorrow. They're not out of the. You know,
I mean, we just assumed that they would make a move.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the assumption.
It's still a possibility, but as you said, some of the options are kind of running low.
Just haven't seen it yet. And yeah. Jake Mariznick, by the way, he's going to start his suspension today. So the arch nemesis of the OG, John Lopez, will not be in the lineup today and tomorrow. So you can go ahead and celebrate that Jake Mariznick
won't
be out there.
How is he my arch nemesis?
Biggie, it's his arch nemesis.
How? Explain yourself.
You wanted him out of the league after he ran over that catcher.
I did not say that.
Thank you, Figgy. You wanted him out of the league.
Thank you, Figgy. You asked me
This was after vacation too, because like everybody was like, "Oh no, no, it was a horrible call." And you asked me if he should be suspended. I said, "Absolutely yes. I mean, absolutely yes. I stand by that." So did the league. So did the appeal.
Yeah, you got your way.
I didn't get my way.
No, I did not say that.
You asked me what I thought, and I told you.
Yeah, you said that he should be suspended, and he's suspended. So. Here we are. I'm shocked though. If Jeff Luhnow doesn't make a move, I'm shocked. I mean, I look, the Astros can compete with anybody any given day. I think the fact that they have such a comfortable lead in the AL West makes that possible. You can throw out Verlander, Cole, and Miley. That's as good of a 1-2-3 as there is in the MLB. But I'm just a little bit surprised that this bullpen deserves attention, because I'm telling you this right now. You can mark this. 11:52 on July 30th, 2019, before the Astros go to the playoffs. Roberto Osuna is going to cost you a game in the postseason.
He's going to.
He's already struggling. The guy's changing his uniform. You see him talking to himself out there. Roberto Osuna, you can't trust the guy right now.
There's a stronger possibility of that happening.
It's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's going to cost you the World Series, but there will be a game where you'll have a one-run lead and Roberto Osuna is going to cost you. There's just too many signs there. Mm-hmm. But the Astros, as good as anybody, and when you have the pitching that they have, you might as well just ride it out. But Jeff Luhnow could make a move. We know how these things happen. You got to think that he's at least on the phone with all these teams.
They're on the clock.
Just seeing what it's going to take.
You got about 24 hours.
The clock's ticking. He's got exactly 24, 25. He's got 26 hours and 7 minutes to make something happen. We'll let you know tomorrow when we're out at Texans training camp if that does happen. But one thing is for certain, Astros are going to win the division. We don't know what the Texans are going to do in 2019. But we do know one thing. Whitney Merciless told us yesterday that he wants something to change this year. We'll tell you what that was and revisit our conversation with the Texans linebacker next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.